From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The Florida Department of Agriculture will be hosting a job fair Thursday that offers a wide variety of employment opportunities all across the state for consumer and environmental protection to promoting Florida's vast ag industry. Ag Commissioner Nikki Fried says our department offers a variety of opportunities for many different areas of expertise, interest, and skill sets, fostering a diverse workforce that positively impacts our state. The job fair will be held this Thursday, September 29th at 10 a.m. in the Connor Building's Eister Auditorium in Tallahassee. The recently announced Climate Smart Agriculture Partnerships funding has drawn some criticism. While welcomed by many in the food and ag sector, the environmental group Friends of the Earth says that some of the funding recipients are unacceptable. Friends of the Earth's Jason Davison says several of them will funnel tens of millions of taxpayer dollars to some of the most egregious climate offenders like JBS, Cargill, and ADM. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association expressed disappointment over an executive order advanced by the White House. NCBA President Don Schiffelbein says, "We are extremely disappointed in this executive order that addresses fake meat production under the guise of food security." He says supporting cell-cultured fake meat products is the wrong approach, and the administration should remain focused on supporting America's farmers and ranchers who raise the highest quality beef in the world. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.